It's important to know where we are right today. As you know, we have started high-level revitalization forum last December. We concluded with the cessation of hostility. Then we reconvened in February to do chapter one and chapter two. We had to adjourn. In the meantime, we found out that there are some difficulties which we have to solve. Then the Council of Ministers and my office, we undertook what we called it shuttle diplomacy here in Addis, even to Juba and to Pretoria. Then we had an intensive interlinked consultations here in Addis with all the parties. And as you know, we had also a workshop, 2 days workshop on governance and security arrangement. All this was to prepare for this session of HLRF on Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. You have noticed that the South Sudanese stakeholders asked to be alone and continue the consultations among themselves. We agreed to it, and since yesterday we have an intra-South Sudanese consultations going. And so far as I can see, it's going very well, and it will be very beautiful and recommendable, and this will make the people of South Sudan very happy and very proud if the South Sudanese, without any interventions from outside, could come to a solution and lead their country into peace and stability.
This idea of the South-South dialogue, how did it come about?
The South Sudanese Council of Church asked even in the first session of the HLRF to allow them to have an inter-Sudanese consultation. At that very moment, we were not ready to do it. Then they repeated in the second phase, and now we are at last accepted because we are in a crossroad, and we know that the people of South Sudan really desperately need peace, and we have nothing to say no if the South Sudanese themselves can generate the sort of peace we really wish for the people of South Sudan.
Mr. Ambassador, could you update us on the morning session? What has come out of the first session of this South-South talks?
Well, when we say South Sudanese intra-consultations, if you were there, they told us to leave them alone, and we left them alone. And they are now alone with the South Sudanese problems and challenges to find also alone the solution for it. We will wait until we are briefed, and then we will tell you.
Yes, Ambassador, so what happens after the South Sudan South-South talks reach a compromise? What next?
That will be very beautiful, and this is what we are looking for. If South-South Sudanese consultations bring the necessary consultation results, well, then we will sign the agreement. And IGAD would have nothing against that. We will sign the agreement, and then the South Sudanese, as I said, would be very proud because then it is owned and generated by the South Sudanese people.
Yes, Ambassador, now that you have fixed 4 days for the discussion and then 2 days are taken by the intra-South-South dialogue, do you think the other remaining 2 days will be enough for the rest of the talks?
Well, the issue is very easy indeed. We are now on a crossroad, and these are the most challenging chapters we are dealing with. Even if the next 2 days will not be enough, then we will think about extending or reconvening at the last session of the HLRF.
Finally, Mr. Ambassador, one more question. Sorry, sir. The council chairman yesterday spoke of a meeting after this meeting. Would you be able to give more details on the meeting that would happen after this?
It's a summit. The summit of the IGAD heads of states. And I hope for that summit we will have a very positive solution for them to deliberate on and also to applaud. And that summit is the meetings of the IGAD heads of states, what he meant. And it will be after this session of the HLRF.